Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Mothering Sunday service. It's the first time we've done it like this, that's for sure. But we are gathered as the people of God, using this podcast to reach out to our community far and wide. We may not be able to gather at this moment in time in public acts of worship, but we can worship together in this way. So we're going for it and giving it a really good try. We'll get better as the weeks go by, but bear with us during this time of learning and transformation, and we will find a way to continue to be church in these challenging times. Let's just take a moment as we gather ourselves together. And if you are looking at your screens and you haven't already got the service sheet in front of you, either on the screen or printed off on your lap, please just take a moment now to just pause me and go and sort yourselves out. And just like we do at St. Andrew's on occasions, you're more than welcome to have a cup of tea or coffee with you. It is part of our act of worship, so go for it. That's absolutely fine. I won't be able to hear you rustling though or moving around this week, but I can imagine it. Don't you worry. Let's begin, shall we? And let's just take a moment to pause. Let's meet in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And as you follow through with the service sheet, you will say the words in bold. So let's begin. Praise God who loves us. Praise God who cares. We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have loved and laughed and labored as they cared for their children. Praise be God forever. We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have wept in sorrow and joy for their children. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for Jesus, born of a woman and nurtured in her love, and for Mary, a reminder of your patient, waiting love. Blessed be God forever.
Though the tears may fall, my song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise to you. While there's breath in my lungs, I will praise you, Lord. In the dead of night, I'll lift my eyes to you. Though the waters rise, I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart, I will praise you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness I'll dance, in the shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When I cannot see you with my eyes, the faith arises. When I cannot feel your hand in mine, let faith arise to you. God of mercy and love, I will praise you, Lord. Now you shine with glory, Lord of light, I feel alive with you. In your presence now I come alive, I am alive with you. There is strength when
before you closed your eyes to sleep. I have a promise still to keep as I hold you in my arms. I pray your little frame grows strong and that faith takes hold while you are young. This is my prayer for you. Journey of these years, may you trust him till the end. May you trust him in the end. This world is not as it should be, but the Savior opens to see all that's beautiful and true. Oh, may his light fill all you are, and the jewel of wisdom crown your heart. This is my prayer for you. Oh, hold my hand, I'll teach you the way to go, through the joys, through the tears, the journey of these years, he is with us till the end. He is faithful till the end.
And so we move into the time of confession. That opportunity that we get to just give to God those things that are weighing heavily on our heart and mind. The things that we might have said, done, not done. That God is just prompting you by his Spirit right now to say sorry about. Think about that just for a moment and then join me in these words of the confession. Knowing that if you truly confess your sins, you are forgiven by a God who is loving, generous, compassionate, and kind. Slow to anger and quick to love. So let us pray this prayer of confession together. God of mercy, we acknowledge that we are all sinners. We turn from the wrong that we have thought and said and done, and are mindful of all that we have failed to do. For the sake of Jesus, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and help us to live each day in the light of Christ our Lord. Amen. And so, as truly forgiven people, may the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins and assure us of his eternal love. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so now it's over to Judy for our gospel reading today.
Today's reading is taken from John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And so we come to our sermon. Shall we begin with a prayer? Dear Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So here we are then, Mothering Sunday. And it's also the fourth Sunday in Lent, which means we are two-thirds of the way through the season of reflecting on what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. The joy of knowing God so personally, and the cost of striving to be like him as we pick up our own crosses, undertaking the journey which our faith in him inevitably will take us on. Normally, if we were following ancient tradition, we'd be gathering together in St. Giles, celebrating en masse being the family of God, using it as an opportunity to remember what being Mother Church meant, spending a little time refreshing ourselves, nurturing one another, so that we would be better equipped to openly express publicly how we felt about God and our faith in Jesus. And in these times of uncertainty and self-isolating, this need to gather and draw close has not changed. No, it's not changed at all. If anything, in the chaos and turmoil that has occurred over the last week alone, it is needed now more than ever. So we ask ourselves, what does it mean to be Mother Church today? What does it look like? How can we be refreshed, reminded and restored if we are not in that ancient building singing and laughing and hugging one another? Well, we are here, aren't we? listening to this podcast, holding one another and our community up in prayer. Can I encourage you to keep praying? Today, as the National Church, we are having a day of prayer. And we are asked that if we are able to just put a lighted candle in our window to show solidarity with our neighbour. We are so close. Spiritually, mentally, socially, via the media we have employed. Closing the gaps that social isolation brings. And what binds us to one another is our love of God. We are experiencing what it's like to be close to one another through our relationship to Jesus. Because that's what's binding us together. And just like those four women gathered around the cross in John's Gospel, we see not the crowds gathering at a distance, ogling the spectacle unfurling before their very eyes. But we see Jesus. He is the one we focus on, look to, and listen out for. For in the middle of this horrendous act of tortuous death that we are reading about in John's Gospel, just read before and after in chapter 19 and you'll see what I'm referring to. We see a moment of Christ's humanity in these few verses. His earthly possessions have just been gambled away. At the roll of a dice, they're gone. And in a moment, he will cry, "It is finished." But there is one last thing he needs to do before he hangs his head and completes his earthly mission. He looks at the ground beneath him. His body is broken and torn. And he sees his mum, his aunt, two friends, and set a little further back, a distant cousin, who have followed him and been his disciples, his friends, and his family. They are stood isolated from the crowds, but close enough to him to hear what he has to say. "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." It's a harrowing scene, to be sure. Yet it is also a love-filled, compassionate and caring scene as well. One from which we can learn so much. And in the midst of that story, Jesus looks down from his own situation and sees a need. His mother, a widow, whose immediate family is far away, will soon be alone, isolated and vulnerable. She will have no protection, no resource. What does he do? He makes a verbal contract from the cross with his disciple and near relation, John, the disciple whom he loved. And using the formal Hebraic words, known to them all, accepted as being valid and binding, he contractually binds John to Mary. Just as they're bound to him as their Lord and Saviour, he binds them to one another in bonds of family and service, thus ensuring Mary's earthly needs are met. She will not go hungry. She will not be socially isolated, for stepping out and stepping up to support her son at the cross. she will be cared for, nurtured, and loved. I can't imagine what it was like for Mary, Jesus' mum, to stand there and just watch this man whom she had birthed, nurtured, washed, clothed, and loved, take on such suffering, not for his own sake, but for everyone else's. To be so close, yet for practical and nurturing purposes, so far. And now, in these final moments, the role of mother is opened up and reversed. The child now seeks to nurture and save the parent. And John, as he says in verse 27, from that time on, took her into his home. He heard Jesus' words and followed through on the verbal contract witnessed by the other three women. He took on and provided for her all that she needed. Security, protection, fiscal resource, and above all, comfort. From now on in, there would be a deeper fellowship evolving between the disciples and for those they cared for. It begins here at the foot of the cross, in a time of pain, suffering, and chaos. And it's taught to us by Jesus. I wonder if Jesus was looking down from the cross and looking at you today. Who would he ask you to look out for, care for, protect and love as if they were your own mum or mother-like figure? Think about that. Pray about that. In the middle of the Good Friday story, we have here in our Gospel passage a little vignette of love being exercised and care being given. Despite the circumstances, the needs of the world are still being met amongst this little group of people gathered at the foot of the cross. They are just being delegated out to those who have the capacity to do things. As a church today, we are celebrating mothers and mother-like figures whose characteristics we adore because they reflect the same love, compassion, care that our Lord and Saviour shows now as he calls down from the cross. So we are heading towards Easter. We have a couple of more weeks to go. And we are journeying to the cross. And as we gather there, let us not stand and do nothing, paralyzed by fear, scared to look up and reach out. Instead, let us remember those who are suffering, are isolated, in fear and in need of some good news. Let's work together to keep communicating that we are the people of God, called to come alongside safely our neighbours. Talk to others daily. Reach out within the parameters that are set to us, speaking words of comfort. Work with the good neighbour scheme, the GPs and the pharmacy, to make sure our most vulnerable are fed, given their medication, and get access to the help they need. Be prepared to be public about your faith, your trust in God, in a time where what is happening makes no sense and is causing extreme suffering. Let's do what we can to keep everyone protected from harm, fed and comforted. This is what we learn from our reading of Scripture today, from John's Gospel. We are bound up in the story and the life of Jesus just as much as the Marys and John were. And we know that he died for us and all people to set us free. And that freedom gives us the ability to serve and bind ourselves to those who need support right now. So as Mother Church, whose head is Christ, let's take his lead and speak out and reach out. Amen. We come now to the moment in the service where we usually stand as one body and declare these words, the words of our creed. And so if that is something that you would prefer to do, stand now where you are. And using the words on our service sheet, let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you are standing, please take a seat once again and get yourselves comfortable. Next, we have our intercessions, our prayers. So please prepare your hearts and minds to pray with John Wheatley, who has prepared these prayers for us this day.
Good morning. When I say God of love, please respond, hear our prayer. Lord, we thank you for our church, for those who have worshipped here over the years, and for those who serve it today. Grant that all who listen to our words may be enabled to renew their relationship with you and may find your peace, your strength, and above all, your presence. Help us as a congregation to be outward looking, so that what we find within our fellowship we may share with those outside. God of love, hear our prayer. We pray for all those in authority in our nation and in our world at this time of uncertainty. May they learn from the example of Jesus Christ that true power is the power to feed the poor and the hungry, to make a home for the homeless, and to offer hospitality to the brokenhearted. God of love, hear our prayer. A prayer for mothers. We thank you, Lord, for our mothers. We remember today their loving care and their ceaseless love for us. Make us grateful for their goodness and thankful for their care. And may we show them by our gifts, our words, and our own actions that we love them and care about them too. As babies, they do everything for us. As children, they teach us, help us, and comfort us, sharing our interests and ideas and keeping us happy. When we become adults and leave home, they continue to offer advice and support and share our troubles and joys. We are better people because of all they've done for us. Let us pray that the love they have shown us may also be shown by us. God of love, hear our prayer. Lord, we are living in a time of fear when many of our church family are isolated. We ask for your loving protection for all. We ask that you give us strength and courage to support each other in this time. Hear our prayer, Lord, for people who are ill, in hospitals, at home, or wherever they may be. Give them courage, hope and peace, and the knowledge that you are present in their weakness, pain and suffering. May the skills and knowledge of those who care for the sick be fully used to help and to heal. We pray for those mothers for whom motherhood is a particular challenge, for mothers throughout the world who have lost children through illness, through natural disasters, through war and civil unrest. We pray for people whose hearts have been saddened by the death of someone close and dear to them, for members of our families who have died and whose anniversary we recall. Help us to experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit within us and the fellowship of the church family around us until we are reunited once more in your heavenly kingdom. God of love, hear our prayer. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And on this day of Mothering Sunday, we have our special prayer, the Collect. So let us pray. God of love, passionate and strong, tender and careful, watch over us and hold us all the days of our life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, oh, we live for you, Jesus. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save.
Sorry.
Praise God who loves us. Praise God who cares. And this final prayer, and then I'll end with a blessing. Let's say this together, shall we? Standing with all those who have mothering roles in our society, let us pray for ourselves. We pray for strength. We pray for generosity. We pray not to be judgmental. We pray to be able to inspire others to faith. We pray for the joy in believing. Lord God, hear our prayer and send us to live as your children. Amen. And I know this is not on our service sheets, but I just want to pray this prayer for you. May the one who gives delicate shape and soft, sweet scent to the rose grant us the spirit of wonder and appreciation, that all around us we may see the beauty of God's creation. And may the blessing of God all-loving, who cares for us as a mother, be upon us today and